is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they do it, but it's crazy. Laura was just talking about how certain thing now appears in every time she's online. This person, a political candidate. What is it, Kelly? Kelly, I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's in my feed. Like, yeah. And then it gives me the option to follow, but I don't know.
It's hard to know what an advertisement is now and
what
is not online. And if you put your phone on your table and there's a TV or radio ad and it hears, like, for instance, let's say Kelly Ayotte, for the sake of the argument, then that'll start showing up. Things will show up on your page. It's the weirdest thing. It's creepy. The other day I went and I was looking for some shoes, and now that's all I got. Any feed that I go on has shoes and hiking boots and all that kind of stuff, which is, yeah. Your phone is eavesdropping on every single thing you say, and it will pepper your whole feed with it, whatever it is.
Getcha.
You know? You look up something dirty on the internet, you're going to get dirty things.
That was
dirty. Whoa. So dirty, Kelly. Kelly is home, by the way. You're still there, Kelly? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, he's all ready to go. He's nice.
There was a big thing today about people working from home, and then Kelly, of course, blows right through his alarm and works from home. And
The boss came in, questioned it, made, you know.
Yeah.
Tell him I'm trying to be safe.
Don't tell him anything because he's not even listening. he heard Kayla on another station and questioned what she was doing. And she's like, I'm filling in for Kelly. And so, like, he doesn't even know what we're doing, which is hilarious. But he trusts us. That's why. He doesn't have to. He's market listening around the market. Radio people do that. They listen to other things to find out what's out there. I don't do that. I don't. I just don't. I figure my time off the radio is when I'm not doing radio. Do you go around the dial? Do you do that?
No.
Yeah. Do you, Scotty? You sometimes do, though, don't you?
No. I listen to nope, just okay. Do not go around.
I feel like you do more than anybody because you always help us out when you hear something wrong.
I'm sorry. Like, first thing in the morning, sometimes I will, but a majority of the time I don't. But if there's something that I hear, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, look, whatever it is, if you worked in a a lumber yard. Do you go visiting other lumber yards when you're not working? No, because you need to not think about lumber for a while. Kind of the same. At least that's how I see it. No, you know
you
what I'm saying?
You need to not think about wood.
Right.
Sometimes you got to step away from
the
wood.
If you're a dentist and you're talking to someone, are you automatically looking at their teeth thinking about what you got to do to that person? No, you kind of probably am not thinking about that, you know? And what about those psychic people? When they go to shake somebody's hand, Do they go like, oh my God, this guy likes to stuff stuff up his backside and, you know, dangle himself from a tripod? I think you got to be able to shut it off, whatever your work is, you know?
Yeah.
If you were a psychic and you walk up and you shake somebody's hand, could you turn it off? Or do you automatically go, this person's going to die on the way home?
They wear gloves when they're not working.
Not all of them. No way.
No.
They don't wear gloves when they're not working. They're not walking around with gloves like Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Well, maybe hand-to-hand is the only way you can get that vibe, that, you know,
so I'm not they, feeling. So I'm not saying one person doesn't do that.
Most
not
of
all
them do.
Most
they wear gloves when they're doing, like, meet and greets that they're not getting paid for. They do not want to give that information out for free. So, no, they wear gloves.
Do you honestly know that as a fact?
It just sounds
like a bullshit.
I'll be honest with you. I thought it was one of my better ones. and you know what? I think, honestly, Greg started to go, oh, okay, you know, he...
Almost.
He
almost.
Maybe.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. But that's when you start to, like, look, I believe people have abilities that we can't explain. I believe the mind is way more open to a lot of things. We just shut it out. You know, we shut out stuff that our minds are can tune into, and we just shut it out. The older we get and the more busy life gets, the less room we have for that kind of stuff. That's why kids are much more open. Do you believe that? Do you believe kids can
absolutely
be sensitive, like, especially the younger they are, that maybe there's something going in the room or there's somebody trying to contact them and stuff like that? I'm not saying it happens. I'm saying I don't know it doesn't. I don't pretend to know.
I believe some of it.
some of it. I don't know if it's, I want to believe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I enjoy watching these shows, some of these shows that you go, oh my God, is this place haunted? But you're like, if it's not, nobody's going to watch it. So, you got to have the scares.
I don't need an electromometer or whatever it is they use to have the little green light.
Spirit box.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy into that. Okay. That's all. All I know is, what do I know?
What I realized is what I know.
Yeah.
I don't know no NATO.
No, dude, I think that if we just allowed ourselves to be open and you quieted the noise around you, I think you can pick up on other things. Mm-hmm. You ever just get a weird feeling just because it, like, all of a sudden out of nowhere, this just doesn't feel right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that gave you that feeling? Were you ever in a situation where, okay, I'm in New York City, all right? This is a true story. I'm in New York City. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm walking home. And all of a sudden, walking back to the hotel after being at a bar, I walk back alone. I left people at the bar. Didn't have far to go. And all of a sudden, I didn't hear anything. And all of a sudden, I just got that feeling like, this isn't good. Mm-hmm. All right? I was in a well-lit area, in a well-known part of town, and I'm like, something just is telling me I'm now in a bad spot. And that feeling was right, and it got scary really, really fast. But I had no reason to suspect it other than I just got this feeling. I didn't hear anything. Nobody said anything. Nobody was near me. And then I realized somebody was following me in a car and came after me. Scared the living shit out of me. And I ran.
Yeah.
You know the story.
Yes, I do. I was there, but not there.
You were in the hotel room
when I
got up there. And I was chased down a street by a car full of people that were hanging out the window.
Oh, they weren't big fans?
No, they just were. There's a guy walking by himself. This guy's a target. But I never saw it coming or anything, but I got that feeling. You got to listen to that shit.
Yep.
You know, have you ever had that?
It's something you get like, a weird feeling. Yeah. Like, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, but that's just your instinct. I just think you can always.
But instinct is that feeling.
Yeah. So my instinct, if I'm feeling something off, then you usually trust that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But sometimes.
But it doesn't make me think that my instinct is telling me that there's a ghost or a spirit in the room.
They're not a ghost, but.
You're just putting together things, I think, that you're not consciously thinking about, and all of a sudden you realize it.
Yeah, and I think
you're taking hints without knowing you're taking hints.
Yeah, I think the brain can be way open to things that we may tamper, kind of beat it down and not pay attention to it. I don't know. And I'm not saying that makes me think there's a ghost in this room and I feel it. I don't do that. I'm just saying the human brain is capable of way more. That whole thing about, you know, we use 10% of our brain. What's going on in the other 90%?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe there was a time when we were open to way more stuff than we are now. I don't know. What do I know? Nothing.
I know. But I kind of agree.
Yeah. You know what I know? What do I know? That's what I know.
Yeah. Ha!
So, Kelly, this morning you fixed your mom breakfast.
Yep. Grapefruit. Slightly less than half a donut. I'd say 42% of a donut.
So, don't you usually do that the night before?
No, I usually come out. First thing I do is get a pot of coffee brewing, get the grapefruit, get the donut, lay it out, go get ready for work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You do that before you go to work?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes.
So while you are working, because there's a big article today about people who are working from home, which you did. So were you multitasking home stuff while you were working?
Yeah, I brought that up. No, the only thing I did was bring the mail out and that was it.
I always used to do that. When we were broadcasting from home, I'm like, ooh, I can dust during this commercial break. Or I can throw in a load of laundry. Or I can
Laura, you clean the counter when you're taking a shit.
Or pee. It doesn't matter. Poop, pee, sorry, doesn't matter.
I just went coarse with it because it's true.
That was like, whoa.
I know. Yeah.
When you're in the air.
No, I know. I know. I just figured I did it for shock value. I apologize. But no, she's admitted on the air that she cleans the bathroom even when she's
just on the
using
toilet.
The bathroom. Right, yeah. Exactly.
But to think.
Half people do that. Not what you do, but just do multitasking.
Who the hell didn't think that was not happening?
I'm sorry.
How many times did we would do the show? Laura would be down in the basement, and it would be really quiet for a second, and you could hear the button on the jeans in the dryer.
Yeah.
Click. But to think as a boss that, you know, That's not happening?
One in three people who work from home take quiet vacations, which is where they stay home and they turn everything off. They have nothing to distract them, and they just make it like they're working, even though they're just kind of taking a vacation, a mini vacation from work. That's another common thing. A third of people take advantage of the flexibility to run errands, you know, pick up dry cleaning or go in and run errands during the course of the day. Look, if you work and you do sales and you go to clients, oh, come on, you get the opportunity to stop into the house for a little while, maybe relax, maybe take a 1 hour nap, maybe, come on, that happens all the time. It's true, right? Am I wrong?
I'm sure it does.
If you felt like in the middle of the day you're a salesperson, you have the opportunity where you're mobile, you'd park someplace and shut your eyes for an hour because you needed it to get through the day. No, I
wish that when Jeff was working from home for 4 years that he realized he could have been doing some chores, but that didn't happen.
I know, you know,
but what was he allowed to do?
Well, he could have done anything. He said he didn't do anything.
No, I know, but you say that. But what would you have done?
You seem like the kind of person that if I, like, I was waved off the laundry because I didn't do it right, and Valerie didn't want me to do it.
I hate laundry more than anything.
All right.
Love it. Was it push the dishes in the dishwasher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Some workers who have worked from home have actually worked from a different location without telling their boss. Why should they? If they're getting the job done, who cares? You could be working from a Subway. I don't care.
As long as you're getting the job
done. As long as the work is getting done, right? 4% have used that time to work on another job. So they're double dipping. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. 35% of people have gone to the bathroom while they were on a Zoom call.
Hey, I guess you mute. You're okay. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, what if they come to you?
Too risky to be the guy. You know, you've seen it. Like, people make mistakes. They didn't realize that they were on. Forget about it. I'm not doing that. More than half of managers and almost 50% of executives say they multitask while on work calls. You know how many people they have these company-wide conference calls, and the guys, the managers just put it on speakerphone and listen while they do other stuff. I think 90% of the managers are probably doing that, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of what the corporation will be talking about might not be something that applies to you directly. I think that's normal. I mean, I would think anyway, you know. I did not want to and do not want to work from home. I have to have the routine of going to work. Through COVID, I did not want to work from home.
Yeah, I'm not, except I have a surgery coming up, and they said 1 to 2 weeks out of work. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to have to be Zooming in for 1 to 2 weeks. It's going to kill me.
Yeah, it will.
And the fact that I won't be able to be, like, doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Maybe.
Nope.
You know it's going to drive me mentally nuts. Like, how it's, you know, like, I keep reading all these, like, okay, you can't pick up, you can only pick up, like, a half a gallon of milk. You can only, like, lift, like, that. You can't, like, work out or anything for 6 weeks. You can start walking after 2 weeks, and I'm like,
my hope is, okay, A, obviously the surgery goes fine. That's, of course, that's a given. My hope for you is that maybe it does help you slow down a little bit. Because I worry about in that regard.
She's going to come out of this.
I think when I come out of it, I'm going to go,
like a rocket.
Like a rocket. Just get me back to normal. Yeah, I'm...
That's kind of what I'm hoping.
No, my normal.
My
neurodivergent normal.
Yeah, I just want you to slow down a little bit and not do everything. Because you put so much pressure on yourself.
I was working so fast. I stamped all these envelopes and didn't even put anything in them.
Yeah, see, there you go.
That's crazy.
I'm fucking crazy.
I closed all the envelopes in. There's nothing in them.
And therein lies
my people would have been like, huh, I went nuts.
Well, anyway, it is Thursday, everybody, and the nutty one's got a cooking segment for you.
Cooking on a budget.
Let's go to the store, everybody.
Indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
So
I'm still laughing at myself. Oh, Laura.
See, that proves my point. I just want her to slow down where she's not having to multitask 50 things at once, you know? Anyway, it's time for Cooking on a Budget, ladies and gentlemen. She'll save you some money by doing all the research that you should be doing, but, you know, you don't, so she does. And you can get all this information at Laura's page. She's already written it down. It's already there.
Yeah.
But just in
four
case,
weeks ahead.
Yeah, in case you haven't seen
can't
it.
Do that.
Here are some of the things you can save money on at the grocery store this week.
Greg, your food sale of the week. If you head over to Shaw's, you can get your Old El Paso taco shells, soft shells, bowls, and stand and stuff shells for two for $6. If you're more of an Ortego guy, that's on sale at Market Basket.
Okay.
So they're both, they're going at war right now between Ortego and Old El Paso.
It's Ortega, isn't
Ortega,
it?
Ortega, sorry. Ortega.
Either one is good. So, if I had a choice between the two, I'd go with Old El Paso.
Okay, so then you're going to Shaw's for those deals.
Okay.
Okay, Kelly, your beer sales of the week at Market Basket. You have your Harpoon, Long Trail, Northwoods, Beast Unleashed, and Voodoo Ranger $14.99. I'd have never tried the Beast Unleashed.
Beast Unleashed was
either
was Kelly's AOL game name.
Oh, that's what he just before he yelled that out before he went bareback.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Roadkill sweets of the week. Not kind. It is sweet if you think of it this way, but if you're dipping in a caramel sauce. But at Aldi, they're doing this big German sale.
Yeah.
The Bavarian soft or pretzel sticks are $4.79. I know I've made them for you guys here before, but yeah, you can dip them in a cheese dip. You can dip them in a caramel sauce. Both. Good, only $4.79.
Oh, nice.
Kayla's picky food sale of the week at Market Basket. Simply mashed potatoes, family size, two for $7. Hannaford, sales end on Saturday. Boneless chuck roast, $4.99 a pound. Shady Brook Farms, turkey breast, 99 cents a pound. Line caught haddock fillets, $7.99 a pound. Red seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound. Assorted pork chops, $1.49 a pound. Your Dave's Killer Organic Bread, only $4.99. Maine white potatoes, two for $4. Your Tote apples, 99 cents a pound. Tostitas tortilla chips, two for $7. Your Prince pasta, only $1.25. 92% lean ground chicken, two for $7. Corned beef brisket, $5.99 a pound. Your Maine broccoli bunch, $1.99. And your Bright Farm salad blends, not only on sale at Hannaford, but also at Shaw's this week, two for $5.
By the way, Laura, the Beast Unleashed is Monster Energy's alcoholic drink. Ooh. Not my thing.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't need alcohol and energy at the same time. That might be really bad for me.
Well, that could be the next step for you.
Things might get weird. Now, Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. You have your New York Extra Fancy Honeycrisp apples, $2.69 for the 2-pound bag. And the Honeycrisp, they always mark up the price a lot, so that's not a bad deal. Mandarins, $2.99 for the 3-pound bag. California red grapes, they're only $1.29 a pound. California peaches, $1.89 a pound. Your Bartlett pears, $3.99 for the 3-pound bag. Baby Bella mushrooms, $1.29. Thin sliced chicken breasts, $2.99 a pound. Bourbon and brown sugar or all-American chuck roast, $5.49 a pound. Seasoned lamb leg steak, $7.99 a pound. Now, your German deals. I told you about your pretzels. They also have Bavarian and beer bratwurst. They have chicken schnitzel. They have the pork schnitzel. Plus, they have German breads, desserts, soups, side dishes, and more. The link to the Aldi German deal is up on my page. You can go check out all of that. Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. The 4U sale, you have your Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs, $2.47 a pound. California white or yellow peaches, $1.47 a pound. Your weird grapes again on sale, cotton candy, gumdrop, teardrop, and moondrop grapes, $2.97 a pound. Yeah, I wonder though, what do the teardrop and the moondrop grapes taste like? I kind of want to get them and make my kids try them just...
Make your kids try them.
Because I want to know what they taste like. I know.
I don't want a grape that tastes like something else.
Yeah, but
I want a grape that tastes like a grape, period.
The teardrop grapes, I don't know if it's just... They call them that because of what
the
they look like.
I think they're... Yeah, the shape.
So do they taste like real grapes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and the same with the moondrop. I was curious. Fresh swordfish, $9.97 a pound. Your Smithfield Premium Bacon or your KM Bacon, $4.97. Lucerne bar, shredded or sliced cheese, $1.97. Poster Quaker cereal or instant oatmeal or hot cereal, $1.97. Pepperidge Farm goldfish, your Pringles, your Cape Cod potato chips, and your Snyder's pretzels, only $2.27. Limit two of each. Florida's natural or Dole fruit juice. Roadkill, this is a great deal for orange juices.
I don't drink orange juice anymore.
Okay.
You and Kelly, I probably have one a month, if that.
Or your Blue Diamond Almond Breeze milk, only $2.47. Nabisco family size cookies, crackers, Nilla wafers, Newton's, Honeymade graham crackers, $2.97. Your Tide Gain, Downy Liquid, and Bounce, only $4.94. Your Bounty 6 Double Rolls or your Charmin 9 Mega Rolls, only $12.99.
Mega Rolls.
Your Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, 12 packs, only $7.99. Each with the $5 digital rebate. avocados, other deals at Shaw's where you don't need the app. You have your avocados, sweet onions, and Roma tomatoes, only 99 cents a pound. Raw shrimp, $7.99 a pound for the 13 to 15 count, which are the big boys. Your assorted pork and chops or country-style ribs, only $1.99 a pound. Your Dietz and Watson, you get free American cheese, a whole pound of it, if you buy a pound of turkey breast, chicken breast, ham, or roast beef.
Friendly's, you mean American fake cheese?
Yes, it is fake cheese, okay. But my kids love the fake cheese. They want to put that on their stuff, they can. Friendly's ice cream or novelties, two for $6. Your Lay's or Ruffles, potato chips, Doritos, $2.49 for the buy three, must buy, limit three. Thomas's bagels, Entenmann's chocolate chip cookies, and the Little Bites are buy one, get one free. Like I said, your Bright Farm salads, two for $5. And they're also doing a new thing at Shaw's, new fall daily deal. So you go in on a Friday, your chicken wings are on sale. You go in on a Saturday, something else is on sale, like your pizzas. Wednesday's sushi day, so that's on sale. So there'll be fall daily deals. Again, the link is up there. You can check out what day of the week it is and what sale you can get at the Shaw's, from wings to sandwiches to sushi. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. You have your center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Your Uno deep dish 9-inch pizzas, two for $15. Fresh 7-bone chuck steak, $4.99 a pound. Brussels sprouts, $1.99 a pound. Fresh celery, $1.49. All-purpose potatoes, $1.99 for your 5-pound bag. Campbell's chunky soup, two for $4 with 25 varieties available. Honey Nut Cheerios, two for $5. Your black plums, $1.99 a pound. Your Fantini split top rolls, two for $5. European seedless cucumbers, $1.29 each. Tender eggplant, 99 cents a pound. And the squash sale, butternut, acorn spaghetti, and buttercup, only 79 cents a pound. Now, our recipes. Chicken pot pie soup. It's starting to be soup season. Cooler temps, and that means I make a soup usually every Sunday. Chicken pot pie soup will be on the menu starting next week. And football season, I did enchiladas last week, a shredded chicken enchilada and a shrimp enchilada. The recipe up there at morningbuzz.com.
There you go, everybody. It's all there, so go check it out if you'd like. We are going to be back tomorrow morning at 5:30.
Hopefully
and,
all of us.
We got all kinds of stuff. Going, Kelly, yep. We look forward to seeing you, buddy. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll see you tomorrow.